on three separate occasions, both myself and Deputy Pierce Doherty tried to raise the issue under topical issues this week in the Dáil to no avail. We're going to try again next week. What we've also done is submit parliamentary questions demanding that the Minister for Justice make it clear that no Garda stations in Donegal will close. Unfortunately, now at this stage, the situation has escalated with names of Garda stations now circulating. This will cause huge alarm to communities in those areas.
There's a number of one-man Garda stations and a number of border county stations being named in the press. The government are staying tight-lipped. They're denying that any decision has been made yet, but there's no smoke without fire, and these rumours have to be coming from somewhere.
You know, there is a sense that the Gardaí themselves, may have got wind of this, maybe putting it out there. I mean, we know that in some cases, some of these stations are, you know, all but closed because the Garda who might be there are being redeployed into the more urban areas because of cutbacks, because of the moratorium where Gardaí who have retired have not been replaced. So there is obviously already a problem. The difficulty, of course, for senior Garda officers is they'll never admit that they're short staffed because they would, you know, then be offering it up to criminal elements that an area isn't covered. So for operational reasons, they won't say it on the record. But I think that it's starting to become very clear now that we have a very serious problem in Donegal.